Blog Talk Radio.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Shem Av Habain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force.
Upper Room of Zion, the podcast right here for a Thursday.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Here, Shema, give ear. Here for the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi, the Hamishi Aliyah, offering up Anafora for this Shabbat Bamidbar, Senbet Medre Beda, the order of the host. Here at the fifth Aliyah, the Hamishi Aliyah, is the fifth item, the families of the Levites, of Lewi, of Levi. Why Moshe Midbar Sinai Lemor. Verse 14. And the Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe in the Midbar, the wilderness of Sinai Lemor, saying, number the Benai Lewi, the sons, the children of Levi, after the house, the bait of their fathers, patriarchs, by their families, every Zakar, every male from a month old and upward, shalt thou number them. And Moshe, number them according to the word of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Hu-Bi-Hu-Yi-Bi, as he was commanded. And these were the sons of Lewi, Levi, by their names, by their Shemot, Gershon, and Kohat, and Merari. And these are the Shemot, the names of the Benai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, by their families, Libni and Shimei, and the sons of Kohat by their families, Amram and Izahar and Hebron and Uziah. And the Benai Merari, the sons of Merari, by their families, Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of Halloween, the Lewawian, the Levites, according to the Beit, the house of their fathers, patriarchs. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shemites. These are the families of the Gershonites, those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those that were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall pitch behind the tabernacle westward. And the chief of the Beit, the house of the father Ha'ab of the Gershonites, shall be Eli Asaf, the son of Lael. The order of the host, the Tzavaot, sixth item, the charge of the Benai Lewi, the sons of Levi. Verse 25. And the charge of the Benai Gershon, the sons of Gershon, in the tabernacle of the congregation, aggregation, shall be the tabernacle and the tent, the covering thereof, and the hanging for the door, the patach of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the ohel moed, and the hangings of the court, and the curtain for the patach, the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar, mizbeach, round about, and the cords of it for all the Badot, the service thereof. And of Kohat was the family of the Amramites, and the family of the Ezaharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzielites. These are the families of the Kohatites. In the number of all the males of Zakar from a month old and upward were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohat shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle southward. And the chief of the house, the Beit of the Ha'ab, the father of the families of the Kohatites, shall be Elizaphan, the son of Uziel. And their charge shall be the ark, the tabot, the aron, and the table, and the menorah, the lampstand, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister, they serve, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron, HaKohen, the priest, shall be chief over the chief of the Lewim, HaLewim, the Levites, and have the oversight of them that keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahalites and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. And those that were numbered of them according to the number of all the males of Zakar from a month old and upward were 6,200. And the chief of the house of the Ab, the father of the families of Merari, was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. These shall pitch on the side of the tabernacle northward, and under the custody and charge of the Bnei Merari, the sons of Merari, shall be the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and all the vessels thereof, and all that service thereto, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords. But those that encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, even before the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting eastward, shall be Moshe, Musa, Moses, and Aharon, and Aaron, and Benaiah, the Jochu, his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, and the stranger that cometh nigh near shall be put to death. All that were numbered of HaLewim, the Levites, Lewawion, which Moshe and Aharon numbered at the commandment of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, throughout their families, all the Zakar, the males, from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And right here for the Sheshi Aliyah, for this Shabbat Bamidbar, Sendet Midre Bada, the Sheshi Aliyah, the six Aliyah offering up. Yomeri Yahuwah Ela Moshe, Pek Oda Kola Bekora Zakara Libnea Yisraela Mia Bena Hodesha Wa Ma Illa Wisa Eta Mispara Shemotam. Here for the Sheshi Aliyah, the order of the hosts, the seventh item, the firstborn, redeem, reference, Exodus 38 and 27. Here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book, Numbers chapter 3 at verse 40 for the Sheshi, the sixth Aliyah. And the Yahweh, he who be, said to Moshe, Moses, number all the firstborn of the males, the Zakar of the Bnei Yisrael, from a month old and upward, and take the number of their Shemot, of their names. And thou, the eyes, shall take HaLewim, the Levites, for me, for I, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be, we be, instead of all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, and the cattle of HaLewim, the Levites, instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe numbered, as Yahuwah commanded him, all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, and all the firstborn males by the number of names, Shemot, from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 22,213. And Yahuwah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, take the Lewim, HaLewim, instead of all the firstborn among the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, and the cattle of HaLewim, the Levites, instead of their cattle. And HaLewim, the Levites, shall be mine, Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. And for those that are to be redeemed of the 213 of the firstborn of the Bnei Yisrael, which are more than HaLewim, the Lewawion, the Levites, thou, the eye, shalt even take 5 shekels apiece by the pole, gugulot, by the skull. After the shekel of the sanctuary shalt thou, the eye, take them. The shekel, ha-shekel, is 20 gerahs, and thou, the eye, shall give the kesef, give the money, wherewith the odd number of them is to be redeemed, to Aharon, Ulebanayo, and his sons. And Moshe took the redemption money of them that were over and above them that were redeemed by Halloween, by the Levites. Of the first one of the B'nai Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, took he the money, 1,303.5 shekels, after HaShekel, the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moshe gave the money of them that were redeemed to Aharon ul-Benayo and his sons, according to the word of Yahweh, of Jehovah, as the Yahweh commanded Moshe.
Commanded Moshe.
Commanded Moshe.
Commanded Moshe.
Commanded Moshe. Commanded Moshe.
Commanded Moshe.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel,
forth to war in Israel,
forth to war in Israel,
forth to war in Israel.
Would all that were able to go forth to war and
go forth to war and
go forth to war and
go forth to war
and would all that were able to go forth to war and
go forth to war in Israel,
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 to war in
Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel,
war in Israel. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of beyond, what they be on, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opening of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Upper room. Upper room. Upper room.
The upper room. The upper room. Mizmor pe alef lam natzeya hal hagittit le'asav, 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 le'asav.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzzenu, 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 uzzenu. Harninu l'Elohim uzzenu, 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 uzzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
God of Jacob.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not.
I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
מזמור פא למנצח על הגבירתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף שמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסתר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעידה בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי. ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, ויהי איתם לעולם. ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
Evening psalm for the fifth day called Thursday here in the Upper Room Zion Podcast. Torah Thursdays right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order for this day right here, Psalm 40 here for the May 18th, 2023. Psalm 40. Give ear, give ear, give ear. Yes.
Shalom again. Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm
40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward.
They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God, 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 O my God. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited patiently. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart faileth me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, Aha, aha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God, O my God, O my God, O my God. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, 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 for the Lord.
Although it's about 7, I'm feeling so wise like I'm in heaven, you know. But Iman says, Thou shalt not take the name of Allah as I got it. If you do, brothers and sisters, if I cause you pure pain, that would hate, that would not. As they gather round sons and daughters, it shall be still unknown. The child love you so, so you got to be a member of our soul. Just sit up in a decent time to make you feel so fine. Dash rain, fall, spine, and keep us so relying. You know? Start up for a
መዝሙር 39 በቅንፍ 40 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ቆይቼ እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጠናሁት፣ እርሱም ዘንበል አለልኝ፣ ጩኸቴንም ሰማ። ከጥፋት ጉድጓድ ከረግረግም ጭቃ አወጣኝ፣ እግሮቼንም በድንጋይ ላይ አቆማቸው፣ አረማመዴንም አጸና። አዲስ ዝማሬን ለአምላካችን ምስጋና ባፌ ጨመረ። ብዙዎች ያያሉ ይፈሩማል በእግዚአብሔር።
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 39 በቅንፍ 40 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር። ቆይቼ እግዚአብሔርን ደጅ ጠናሁ፣ እርሱም ዘንበል አለልኝ፣ ጩኸቴንም ሰማ። ከጥፋት ጉድጓድ ከረግረግም ጭቃ አወጣኝ፣ እግሮቼንም በድንጋይ ላይ አቆማቸው፣ አረማመዴንም አጸና። አዲስ ዝማሬን ለአምላካችን ምስጋና ባፌ ጨመረ። ብዙዎች ያያሉ ይፈሩማል በእግዚአብሔርም ይታመናል። እግዚአብሔርን የታመነ ወደ ትዕቢተኛና ወደ ሐሰተኛ ያልተመለከተ ሰው ምስጉን ነው። አቤቱ አምላኬ ያደረከው ታምራት ብዙ ነው። አሳብህንም ምንም የሚመስለው የለም ባወራው ብናገረውም ከቁጥር ሁሉ በዛ መስዋዕትንና ቁርባንን አልወደድህም ስጋን አዘጋጀህል የሚቃጠለውንና ስለ ኃጢአት የሚቀርበውን መስዋዕት አልሻ በዚያን ጊዜ አሉ እነሆ መጣ ስለኔ በመጽሐፍ ራስ ተጽፏል አምላኬ ሆይ ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ ወደድ ህግህም በልቤ ውስጥ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ጽድቅን አወራ እነሆ ከንፈሮቼን አልከለክልም አቤቱ አንተ ጽድቄን ታውቃል እውነትህንም በልቤ ውስጥ አልሰወርሁም ማዳንህንም ተናገሩ ምሕረትህንና እውነትህን ከታላቅ ጉባኤ አልሰወርሁ አቤቱ አንተ ምሕረትህን ከኔ አታርቅ ቸርነትህና እውነትህ ዘወትር ይጠብቁኝ ቁጥር የሌላት ክፋት አግኝታኛለችና ኃጢአቶቼ ያዙኝ ማየትም ተስኖኛል ከራሴ ጠጉር ይልቅ በዙ ልቤም ተወኝ አቤቱ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ፍቀድ አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ለማጥፋት የሚወዱ ይፈሩ በአንድነትም ይጎስቁሉ በእኔ ላይ ክፋትን ሊያደርጉ የሚወዱ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይጎስቁሉም እሰይ እሰይ የሚሉኝ እፍረታቸውን ወዲያው ይከፈሉ አቤቱ የሚፈልጉ ሁሉ ባንተ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያድርጉ ሁልጊዜ ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ዘወትር እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ይሁን ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ጌታ ግን ያስበኛል አንተ ረዳቴና መድኃኒቴ ነህ አምላኬ ሆይ አትዘግይ
Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amalek?
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth.
Teach me, teach me, teacher. Teach high and I am a teacher.
Salamta Anayus. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek and Sedek, and the righteous king, Gormawi Kanamawi Haile Selassie, and here in the book of the seven seals, the Metzahav Kedus, here we are in the Mezmure David, the psalm of David, according to the royal order, the Metzahav Kedus, the book of the seven seals of Gormawi Kanamawi Haile Selassie. Here we're going to compare and contrast side by side the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, with the KJV, today's daily psalm, Psalm 40, Mezmure David, Arba, the 40th Psalm, Psalm XL. And here we have in the XL, the 40th Psalm, Messianic Psalm, speaking of Mashiach, speaking of the King of Kings Christ, Exiabihar's servant, Jehovah's servant, obedient to death. The psalm begins with the joys of Christos, of Christ, in resurrection in verses 1 and 2. He has been in the horrible pit of the grave, but has been brought up. Verses 3 to 5 are his resurrection testimony, and the new song, the Adis Zamare, the new chant. Verses 6 to 7 is a retrospective, looking in the rear view, so to speak, when sacrifice and offering had become abominable, because of the ratchetness, the rah-rah ratchetness of Jah, people of the people. We have Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 to 15. Then the obedient servant came to make the pure offering. And here we have the second part of today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, the 40th psalm, Mezmor Arba, from the Mezmore Dawit, the chant, the vocal intonation, praises, the a cappella, so to speak, praises, Isis. Here we have verses 7 to 17, the obedient servant, speaking of Messiah, as this is a messianic psalm, today's daily psalm, coming to make and to bring the pure offering in verses 7 to 17, the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 to 17, also a point of reference for the Talmudim, the Dek Mezamorit, and today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Arba, Mezmor Arba, which is theme, Yeh Miskanana, Yeh Redata, Yerdata, Limena, A prayer. First of all, we have praise, Niskana, praise and prayer. The psalmist and I here combines a song of thanksgiving of Miskana, a Miskana Mezmor, for a recent act of the divine, the divine deliverance, verses 1 to 11, with the confident, diffident petition. The petition to ask for renewed divine, ivine intervention, particularly in the second part of today's daily psalm, verses 12 to 17, which overlaps the obedient servant, as we look at this psalm as a messianic psalm, as Dawit, Negus Dawit, right, HaMelech, as David was a man after Gita, after Adonai's own heart. So here, today's daily psalm, Vesema'av, Wewelid, Wemenfesu, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source, in Jemralen. Once again, the theme, Yeh Miskana, Na, and praise, Miskana, Yeh Miskana, of thanks, Yeh Miskana, Na, and Yerdata, help, Limena, and ask for help. So it is both a prayer of thanksgiving and also a petition of help. And there's a point of reference with today's daily psalm in Mezmor Seba, right? We have the 70th psalm, verses 1 to 5. But here, let's pick up with a superscription to today's daily psalm. Le mezemran aleka, ye David mezmor. Le mezemran, the chanters, the isesses, the chanters, the musician, mezemran, those who give the mezmor, the aleka, the chief musician. Yeah, David of David, mezmor, a chant, a psalm, a vocal intonation of David. Kuter ant, verse 1. Koiche ekziavi herdejet enahut, arsum zenbela aleling, chuhete nemasemany. I waited patiently for Egeziavihar, for the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. Koiche Egeziavihar dej and out. Now here in the royal Amharic, we have the phrase dej, the door, t'enahut. It's like standing at the door, waiting at the door. Koiche, koiche, corresponding even to the Hebraic, kaol, kawiti. In the Hebrew, say kawo kawiti. Here we have koiche, koiche. I waiting egazia. We have the sustainer, the good, the generous. Dej tenaut, dej tenaut, waiting at the door. Here we have the symbol of the tabernacle, the detara, the tent of meeting, and the holy place, the mekdes, and the beit mekdes, and waiting at that door. Waiting at the door, koiche, egaziavi her, dej and out. Our summa zendabella, alalin, chuhetenim, semang, chuhetenim, semang, semang, semang. And he heard I, and he inclined to I, and he heard my cry. Arsum, arsu, arsu, and he, arsu, arsum, and he himself, zendabella, alalin, zendabella, alalin, he inclined to I. He inclined to I, chuhetenim, chuhetenim, and my chuhet, my shout, my shout, my shout, my shout, my samany. He heard I, he heard my shout, jah, to him as I waited at the door. Kutel hulet, verse 2. Katafat gudgwada karega regima chikawatang igroche nema bedin gailaya komacho aremam medenema tsena. He brought I up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Katafat gudgwad, from the pit of destruction, from destruction pit. Katafat. Tifat gudgwad karega regima chikawat ang, and from the miry clay, the miry chika karega regima chikawat ang, awat ang. He brought I up, up and out, igroche nim, and my feet, the dingai lie upon the dingai, upon the rock, akomacho. He caused them to stand, set my feet, caused them to stand, firm, flat-footed, to stand upon the dingai, upon the rock, aremam mede nim atsena, and my goings, my steps, aremam mede, aremam mede, aremam mede. My steps, areman medenim, and my steps, atzena, he made them firm. Kuter source, verse 3. Adi sazemaren lamlakachin miskana beafea chemre. Bizuocha yayalu yeferumal beegziavi harimma yitamenalu. And he hath put a new song in Adi zemare, zemare. We have zemare, mezmur, zemre, the chant. He put a new chant, a new song in Adi sazemaren lamlakachin for our source, le amlakachin miskana, miskana, thanks and praise, eyes is miskana, be afe, in my mouth, in my af, af, mouth, afe, my mouth, be afe, in my mouth, chemere, chemere. He added a new miskana, a new chant for I and I source, and miskana, and praises, be afe, chemere, and added praises in I and I mouth, bizuoch, bizuoch, nuff, 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 bizuoch. Nuff ones, yayalu, yayalu, shall see, seeing, yifarumal, and respect, and fear, and reverence, be'egaziyavi harimma yitamenalu, and in the sustainer of the good, the generous open-handed, our Father, yitamenalu, they will trust, amen, amen, will have faith and trust in the sustainer, kuter arat, verse 4, verse 4, verse 4, verse 4, verse 4, Ode ibtenyana, ode hasetenya, yaltemelekate. So, miskunno, blessed, praiseworthy, or blessed. In the Hebrew, that blesses the ashrei, ashrei hagever. That blesses that man, blesses the man. Here we have egziavi harin yetamene, in egziavi, in the sustainer yetamene, one who is taman, tamen, tamen, aras tamen, one who has faith and trust, word to ibitenyana, to the proud, word hasetenya, and to the liars. And to the liars, yalla tamelekate, one who does not pay attention to the proud or the liars, soul, soul, the man, the human being, the man who doesn't pay attention to the proud, what a na and what a hasetenya, and to the liars, Yaltamelekatasol, the man who doesn't pay attention to them. Miskun, corresponding in the royal Amharic in the Lisana Negus in the Gesa, Lashon of Hamelek, in the pure, the new, and the pure, refined language, word, sound, and power in the Book of the Seven Seals. We have Miskunno, as we have in the first psalm, corresponding to the Hebraic Ashrei, happy. But in this context, it's praiseworthy, worthy of praise. Gaziavi Harin, Yetamene, one who trusts, who amens, Amene, has faith in Gaziavi, sustainer, water to Ibitenyana, to the proud, and water Hasetenya, and to the liars, Yaltemelekateso, one who doesn't pay attention, Miskunno. Happy, praiseworthy is that man that maketh a sustainer his trust and respecteth not, pays not attention to the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Kuter Amist, verse 5. Avetu Hamlaki, Yadaregho Atamrata Bizunno, Asabahinema Minam Yemimeslo Yele, Bawarama Binagrima Kakutera Hulubeza, many, nuff, many. Oh, Lord, my God, Abetu, my father's father, father of the house, Amlaki, my source, many, my father, my source, are thy wonderful, wondrous, marvelous works, which thou, the eye, hast done, Abetu, Amlaki, Yadareg, the whole, Tamarat, Bizu, many there are, and thy thoughts, which are to us word, to I and I word, Asabihinimma, Minimma, Yamimeslo, and your thoughts, your thinking, your consideration, your measure for measure, your thoughts, your reckoning, your calculation, asabahinim, minim, anything, nothing, yamimeslo, to resemble, yellem, there's nothing that can resemble them. Bawaram, and if I were to declare, I would say they cannot be reckoned up in order to the eye. If I would declare Bawaram, if I were to news them, to declare them, Bawaram, and if I were to declare them, Binagarim, and speak of them, Binagarim, and tell of them, Kakuter Hulu Beza, from all number, Kakuter Hulu Beza. Beza, they are more, they are enough more. They increase, they are much more, they are more than can be numbered. Kutar Siddis, verse 6. Meswa itinna qurbanin ala wadadahim. Sigana zagajahilin. Yamiya katalwinna silhat yata yamiya qurbawinna meswa itta ala shahim. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Meswa'it na qurbanin ala wadadihim. The meswa'it, sacrifice, meswa'it na, and qurban, the offering. Ala wadadihim, I did not desire it, sigana, zegajahilin. Now here's where we have the New Covenant correspondence of this, and a compare and a contrast with the HSC, Haile Selassie version, and the Septuagint. We'll show this here also, as we look in the Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews. Here in the KJV it reads, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. But here we have sigan, flesh, azegad jehling. You have prepared for I flesh or a body. You have prepared for I and I a body. Now the correspondence with mine ears is very, very interesting. A little bit more of a study, mark that. As Amorit, the fellow disciples, Talmudim. Here the KJV has mine ears hast thou opened. Here we have in the HSV, Sigan Azagajahilim, a body that I has prepared for I. And a body hast thou prepared. Thou hast prepared. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 7, point of reference. Going on, it says, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Yemi kat elowin, though that which is burnt, the burnt offering, like the ola offering, yemi kat elowinna, and sile concerning chatiat, the sin, the lack, the akri offering, and concerning akri, yemi karvowinna meswa'it, that which is to be presented, a sacrifice to be presented concerning the chatiat, the sin, the akri, the lack offering, al shahim. The I did not shah it. The I did not require it. Al-Shahim, Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Bezian Gizeal, in the whole metal, Silene, the Metzhaf, Rasa Tetzk for Al. Then said I, Bezian Gizeh, in that time, Bezian Gizeh, in that time, Alhu, Alhu, I said, Bezian Gizeh Alu, in the whole, look, see, here it is, lo, look, metal, metahu, metal, I come. Sila ine concerning I, the Metzhaf Ras, in the book, the head, in the head of the book, in the book, Ras, Ras, Tetzfo'al, it is written of the Ras. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book, it is written of I, it is written of me, Bezian Gizeal, Neho, Metau, Sila ine, the Metzhaf Ras, Tetzfo'al. Kutar Cement, verse 8. Amlaki Hui, Fekadehina le Madrega Wadedahu, Higahima the Libe Wistno. I delight to do thy will. O my God, O my source, Amlaki Hui, O my source, Fekadehin, Fekadeh, the I male will, Fekadehin, the I's male will, Le Madrega Wadedahu. I've loved to do thy will, Fekadehin le Madrega Wadedahu. Higgahim and the I male law, Higgahim and the I law, Belibe, my heart, Belibe wist no, in my heart it is, Kutar Zeteng, verse 9, Betalak aguvaya sidkina warau, Eneho kenforoche ala kalakalim, Abituantes idkena taukale. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation, in the great aggregation, Betalak aguvaye, in the great assembly, congregation, aggregation, Betalak aguvaye, sidkena warau, awarahu. Siddiq, righteousness, awarahu. I have proclaimed, I've newsed it, almost in the evangelical kind of sense as the good news, I've newsed it, awarahu. Here, KJV says, I preach righteousness in the great congregation. Betalak aguvaye, siddiq, in awarahu. In the whole, lo, look, see, here it is. Ken forochin alakalaklim. I have not refrained, ken feroche, my lips, ken feroche, alakalekalim, I have not refrained my lips, abe, to my father, his father, O father of the house, ante, the I, speaking to he who be, who he be directly, ante, sidkena tauk ale, the I, and none else but the I, male, sidke, my righteousness, my innocency, sidke na tauk ale, the I self, knowest. Kutar Asr, verse 10. Unete hinema belibe wista ala sawarahum, madane hinema tenagarahu, mehirete hinna unete hinna katalat aguvaye ala sawarahum. I have not hid the I righteousness within my heart. Unet hinim, the I's truth, the I's unet, unet, unetih, the I male truth, unet hinim, and the I's male truth, be libe, in my heart, be libe wist, within my heart, alasawarhum, I have not hidden. I have not hidden in thy heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. Madan nehinim tenagaruhu. Here it says, Madan, the eyes, Madan, the eyes, salvation, Madanih, the eyes, male, salvation, medicine, Madan nehinim, and the eyes, salvation, tenagaruhu. I have told, I spake, I have not concealed, I have not hidden again, I have not hidden, I have not concealed thy loving kindness, mihiret, speaking to you, be directly, I have not hidden or concealed the eyes' mercy, the eyes loving kindness, mihiretihinna and iunetih, the eyes objective reality, the eyes truth, iunetih, the eyes truth, katalak guvayi, from the great assembly, alasawarhum, kutar asara'and, verse 11, abietu, ante mihiretihinna kaenne atark, Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from I Avetu, I father, his father, O Av of the Beit, Avetu, Ante, the I male, the I self, and none other, Mihiretihin, the eyes, Mihiret, Mihireti, Mihiretihin, Kaine, Ka, from Ine, from I, Atarik, Atarik, do not make it far, do not keep it far, do not make it far, don't make the eyes mercy far from I, Cherneti, Cherneti, the eyes open-handed, generosity, Cherneta, Cherneti, the eyes male, loving kindness, and Uneti, Uneti, the eyes truth, the eyes objective reality, Zoeter, Zoeter, continually, all the time, always, Yitabkoin, Yitabkoin. Continually preserve, continually keep, continually guard. I Yitabkoin. Kut al Asra Hulet, Asra Hulet, verse 12. For innumerable evils have compassed me, I about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon I, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my ras, my head. Therefore, my heart faileth me. So here, at this point, the psalm is the prayer part. The first verses up to verse 11, up to Kutar Asara, and we're more the Miskana portion. Here we have Yerdata Limana Elot. Here we have the prayer for and the petition, the prayerful petition for help and assistance here in Kutar Asara Hulet. Without number, she which has not number, kafat, evil. She evil which has not number, agina tanya lechna. She has found I, evil that does not have number, kafat, kutar yelelata kafat, evil without number, agina tanya lechna, she has found I. Chatiat hoche yazunni, chatiat hoche, and my chatiat, my sins, yazun, they have seized I, they have taken hold on I. KJV has mine iniquities have taken hold upon I. Now it's interesting, usually chatiat, sin, is usually singular in the Royal Amharic scripts to refer to the sin nature, but here it's more in the Hebraic and in the Torah sense of the ukaris. Chat yatoche yazun, and mine ukaris have taken hold upon me. Mayetim teslonyan, mayet to see, mayet, mayet to see, mayetim and to see teslonyan. I am not able to see, so that I am not able to look up. Ka rase tagur yilika bezu. Ka rase, rase, my head, tagur, tagur, the tagur, tagur, the tagur, the hairs, ka rase, and from the hairs of my head, yilik, yilik, yilik bezu, they are more than the hairs of my ras. Ka rase tagur yilika bezu, libem taweng, and my heart, and my heart, libem taweng, left eye, and my heart forsook I. Kutar asara source, verse 13. Abetu, tadnen zenna fiked, abetu inen lemerdata fiten. Be pleased, abetu, I father's father, O father of the house, to deliver, to I live, I to save, I tadnen zen fiked, will. I said, be pleased, fiked, will, abetu, tadnen zen, will to save, I, abetu, inen lemerdata fiten, make haste to help inen, and I, inen, I, lemerdat, to help, fiten, be fast, be quick, 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 fiten, fiten, hurry, 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 to help, I, kuta asara, arat, verse 14. Nesena lemat fata yemi wad dua yiferu. Bandana tema yigwasukulu. Benne like fatina liadargu. Yemi wad dua wad khalacho yimelesu yigwasukulu. Make them be ashamed and confounded and confused together that seek after my soul to destroy it, to destroy her. Nefsin lemat fata yemi wad dua yiferu. Let them be in fear. That love to destroy Let my thought give me what to do, Nefsi, my soul. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me, that wish I evil, that wish all that rah-rah on I and I. Beyond the Tim, you go to Quello here. Bamarinya says, beyond the Tim, you go to Quello. Beyond the in unity, in oneness. Beyond the Tim, and in oneness, you go to Quello. Let them be miserable. Let them be miserable all together, ben they lie against inne, against I, ben they lie, kafatina, liadargu, those who do evil, ben they lie against I, yamiya, what to do, those who love to do evil, what a hualacho, to their back part, to their backward, what a hualacho, yimelesu, may they turn back, yigwesquellum, and be miserable, and be put to shame, and be miserable, kut asaramist. Verse 15. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say to me, that say to aha aha, let them be desolate. Right. Let their shame, the ifret, immediately be paid. May they be paid, right, for their isay, aha, 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 who say to I, aha, aha, yamilun yifretachuit, or the yawa, yikafalu, kutasara sadist. Verse 16. Abetu, yamiya feluguhu, hulu, ante, tesibalacho, ha setima yadrigu, hulgize madanehin, yamiya, what to do as a water, egaziavi her talaka, let all those that seek thee, I rejoice and be glad, be happy, be glad, rejoice and be glad in the eye. I bear to my father's father, O father of the house, those who seek the eye, male, hulu, all, everybody, all who seek the eye, I bear to yemifelugu, hulu, the ante. In ante, in the I male, the ante, speaking to he who be, we be directly, the ante, desi belacho, may they be happy, rejoice in the I, hasetima yadrigu, and rejoice, and be glad, happy, and rejoice, let such as love thy salvation say continually, itinually, we have sustained the good, the generous of Jehovah be magnified. Hul gizeh, madanehinna yami wedduah zawater. Hul gizeh, all the time. Madan, salvation, medicine. Madanih, the eyes, salvation, the eyes, medicine. Hul gizeh, madanehinna yami wedduah. Those who love yami wedduah. Zawater, always, all the time. Egziavi her talak yehun. Egziavi sustainer. Talak, great, important, great. Yehun, let Egziavi sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, be great, be important. Egziavi her talak yehun, yibelu. May they say continually. Kuter asara sebat. Verse 17, Chavari. Inne chigrenyana miskinen gita gin. Yasubalinyal anta redate na medchanitene. I'm lucky hoy. Atazagi. I am poor. I am poor and needy. Inne chigrenyana miskinen. Chigrenyana miskinen. I am poor. I am afflicted. I am poor. The helplessness of a man attracts to him the unwelcome attentions of the arrogant, and they increase his and Ainai's sufferings. It is the cause of the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father, taking pity and having mercy on him and coming to his and Ainai rescue, the poor and the needy. Hine chigrenyana miskinen gitagin. Gita, the Lord Adonai. Adonai, Gita, Bamarinya, Gita, the Lord, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Gita, Gin, Yasubalinya, Gita, the Lord, Gin, however, the Lord, Gita, Gin, however, the Lord, yet the Lord, Yasubalinya, thinketh upon I, and I, Anteredate na medchanite ne, the I. Redate, my help, my helper, and Medhanite, and I medicine, and I salvation, ne, the I male antenne, ante redate na Medhanite, ne, I'm lucky, hoy, oh my source, I'm lucky, hoy, oh my God, oh my source, atazagi, make no tarrying, tarry not in this extremity, tarry not, defer not, the faith itinues firm, the flesh is weak, and it cries out for a swift response. I'm like, hoy, atazagi, make no delay, 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 make no delay.
Let them message, Jaja. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit a massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 39. Bekenef 40. Lemazemran alqa ye David mazmur. Koyiche egziaberin dejj tennahut. Irsum zambellalalli. Chuhatenim sam. كتفات قد قواد كرقر قمت اقاوت اي اقروتش نمب دنقايلا كوماتشو عرمام دينم ما فن عدي الزمارين الاملاكا تنمس قانا بافيش امر بزوتش ايالو يفرم باقزيابيرم يتامنا اقزيابيرن يتامنا ودت ابتنعنا ودها ستنع يالتملك تسعو مسقنو አቤቱ አምላኬ ያደረከው ታምራት ብዙ ነው አሳብህንም ምንም የሚመስለው የለም ባወራው ብናገረውም ከቁጥር ሁሉ በዛ መስዋዕትንና ቁርባንን አልወደድህም ስጋን አዘጋጀህልኝ የሚቃጠለውንና ስለ ኃጢአት የሚቀርበውን መስዋዕት አልሻህም በዚያን ጊዜ አልሁ እነሆ መጣ ስለኔ በመጽሐፍ ራስ ተጽፏል አምላኬ ሆይ ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ ወደድሁ ህግህም በልቤ ውስጥ ነው በታላቅ ጉባኤ ጽድቅን አወራሁ እነሆ ከንፈሮቼን አልከለክልም አቤቱ አንተ ጽድቄን ታውቃለህ እውነትህንም በልቤ ውስጥ አልሰወርሁም ማዳንህንም ተናገርሁ ምሕረትህንና እውነትህን ከታላቅ ጉባኤ አልሰወርኩም አቤቱ አንተ ምሕረትህን ከኔ አታርቅ ቸርነትህና እውነትህ ዘወትር ይጠብቁኝ ቁጥር የሌላት ክፋት አግኝታኛለችና ኃጢአቶቼ ያዙኝ ማየትም ተስኖኛል ከራሴ ጠጉር ይልቅ በዙ ልቤም ተወኝ አቤቱ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ፍቀድ አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ለማጥፋት የሚወዱ ይፈሩ በአንድነትም ይጎስቁሉ በእኔ ላይ ክፋትን ሊያደርጉ የሚወዱ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይጎስቁሉም እሰይ እሰይ የሚሉኝ እፍረታቸውን ወዲያው ይከፈሉ አቤቱ የሚፈልጉ ሁሉ ባንተ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያደርጉ ሁልጊዜ ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ዘወትር እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ይሁን ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ ጌታ ግን ያስበኛል አንተ ረዳቴና መድኃኒቴ ነህ አምላኬ ሆይ አትዘግይ
Teach me, teach me, next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
مزمور ثلاثة زتين بك النفس عربة لما زمران عليك آي داويت مزمور قوي تشيك زيابيرن دجت أنه هرسوم زنبال لالي شوهتين مسام كتفات بودقواد كرقرقم چك آوت اقروت چنم بدنگاي لاك وماتشو عرما مدين ماتن አዲስ ዝማሬን ለአምላካችን ምስጋና ባክ ጨመር ብዙዎች ያያሉ ይፈሩም በእግዚአብሔርም ይታመና እግዚአብሔርን የታመነ ወደ ትዕቢተኛና ወደ ሐሰተኛ ያልተመለከተ ሰው ምስጉን ነው አቤቱ አምላኬ ያደረከው ታምራት ብዙ ነው አሳብህንም ምንም የሚመስለው የለም ባወራው ብናገረውም ከቁጥር ሁሉ በዝ መስዋዕትንና ቁርባንን አልወደድህም ስጋን አዘጋጀህልኝ የሚቃጠለውንና ስለ ኃጢአት የሚቀርበውን መስዋዕት አልሻ በዚያን ጊዜ አሉ እነሆ መጣ ስለ እኔ በመጽሐፍ ራስ ተጽፏል አምላኪ ሆይ ፈቃድህን ለማድረግ ወደድ ህግህም በልቤ ውስጥ በታላቅ ጉባኤ ጽድቅን አወራሁ እነሆ ከንፈሮቼን አልከለክልም አቤቱ አንተ ጽድቄን ታውቃለህ እውነትህንም በልቤ ውስጥ አልሰወርሁም ማዳንህንም ተናገርሁ ምሕረትህንና እውነትህን ከታላቅ ጉባኤ አልሰወርሁም አቤቱ አንተ ምሕረትህን ከኔ አታርቅ ቸርነትህና እውነትህ ዘወትር ይጠብቁኝ ቁጥር የሌላት ክፋት አግኝታኛለችና ኃጢአቶቼ ያዙ ማየትም ተስኖኛል ከራሴ ጠጉር ይልቅ በዙ ልቤም ተወኝ አቤቱ ታድነኝ ዘንድ ፍቀድ አቤቱ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጠን ነፍሴን ለማጥፋት የሚወዱ ይፈሩ በአንድነትም ይጎስቁሉ በኔ ላይ ክፋት ሊያደርጉ የሚወዱ ወደ ኋላቸው ይመለሱ ይጎስቁሉ እሰይ እሰይ የሚሉኝ እፍረታቸውን ወዲያው ይከፈሉ አቤቱ የሚፈልጉ ሁሉ ባንተ ደስ ይበላቸው ሐሴትም ያደርጉ ሁልጊዜ ማዳንህን የሚወዱ ዘወትር እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ይሁን ይበሉ እኔ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ጌታ ግን ያስበኛል አንተ ረዳቴና መድኃኒቴ ነህ አምላኬ ሆይ አትዘግ
Up to the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwafic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? You see the English language,
the English language.
Trying your mentality,
trying your mentality.
Sirach, Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things, the same things, the same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear the word.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring.
It suited to the time, the Iowa. It was a time of David's outlawry. You heard of outlaw, like the one is the outlaw, but this is the time of Dawid's, the well-beloved, outlawry by Saul. So Saul had rendered and marked, right, Dawid as an outlaw. So this is the Iowa, this psalm, today's daily psalm.
Today's daily psalm.
Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Malachias, Edek, Melchizedek, Kermawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So here, Chavarim, we have Mizmor Meim. Mizmor Meim, some point as Meim, the Hebrew Meh sound, M sound, Meim, Meim. Right, Mizmor Meim. Ethiopically, we point as Meim. Most will point as Meim. But here we have the 40th Psalm, Psalm XL. We have the XL Psalm, today's daily Psalm. Praise, praise, eyes is in prayer. Praise, we have praise and prayer. So here we have from the Sefer Tehillim, some of the first words, the context, the intro right here. A distinct break occurs at the end of verse 11 in the KJV, but in the Sefer Tehillim, he break would be verse 12, just that numbering thing right here. But the KJV, there's a distinct break that occurs at the end of verse 11. So today's daily psalm, and now previous, just prior to, you know, within the sequence, of course, I think the psalms, some psalms, it's interesting looking at and studying at the royal order psalms, the ones have not downloaded, you know, the daily psalms, Davidic worship chart. Please do, brothers and sisters, because we just had touched on the 39th. So here we see just in the sequence here, right, building on a consecutive psalm. So this is kind of interesting right here, especially at this time, right, of the Shana of the year. So here, a distinct break occurs. In the first part, we have a hymn of praise, Isis, Miskana, Toda, Hebraically speaking, in the Lisan and the Gus and the Ges, in the Lashon of the King of Hamelech. We have Miskana, praise for past, deliverance. Now the second part, we have a petition, a sha'al, in the Hebrew sha'al, The shawl is the ask. We say abetuta, the abet abetu, abetuta petition, a shawl. So the second part of today's daily psalm, Psalm XL, Mizmorame, 40th psalm. The second part, we have a shawl, an ask. And ask for aid and assistance in present danger. Now, according to one particular view, as we take the time to enjoy Jah's view, right, we have two separate compositions. There's one view that views it as two separate compositions that are linked together into one mizmor, the mizmor, mezmor, mezmor Dawit, the psalms, the vocal phrases, intonation, chant, chant the psalm into one chant. But more probably the latter half, the second part was appended subsequently when the poet and the author, here we have Lamnat Seyach Le David Mizmor, for the leader, the chief musician, David Mizmor, when the psalmist, when the condition, and I, you can say, as we ride up, had changed for the worse. The condition of the psalmist had changed for the worse. This is where we look at the second part of today's daily psalm. As we'll be pointing out, phrases in the second part, they seem to refer, right, or spiral, you know, cipher as it were, but they refer back to the first part, which is an argument, a reasoning from the courts, the royal argument, not that stuff in the outer world, but it's an argument, right, a persuasion in favor of the unity, the einity, right? So a notable feature is that we have verses 13 to 17 in the KJV. In the Hebrew, if you look at the Hebrew, it would be verses 14 to 18. They appear separately. They appear separately as Psalm LXX, as Psalm 70. So verses 13 to 17, KJV, they appear separately as Psalm 70 LXX. Now the background, the context and the background of today's daily psalm is suited to the time, the Iowa. It was a time of David's outlawry. You heard of outlaw, like the one is the outlaw, but this is the time of Dawid's, the well-beloved, outlawry by Saul. So Saul had rendered and marked by Dawid as an outlaw. So this is the Iowa. This psalm, today's daily psalm, is suited to the time, the Iowa of David being an outlaw, right? Wanted. You know, he was wanted dead or alive. Yes, Rastafari. But the praise and the prayer, today's daily psalm, Mizmor. Mizmor meim, lanatzeach le David, mizmor. We'll be right back.
Yes, yes, yes. Culture right there. No sin, no sin. No sin at all. Man of man say, what was hidden from the wise and prudent, revealed to the babes and suckling. Just to listen to the tune again right there that was back in that intro to today's daily psalm, Psalm 40. And when they said, no sin can enter there, Zion. I said, according to the glory of his majesty, the B-I-B-L-E, teaching of his majesty. That's not quite true. Perhaps we can update that lyric, that relic there to reflect the glory of his majesty, the teaching of his majesty. For my part, I glory in the Bible. His majesty say to we, those of the namesake, Rastafari, Rastafari, no sin can stay in there. No sin can stay in there. No sin can stay there. Point. Okay, here's the point right here. The point is the teaching of his majesty concerning the Bible. I know mine and mine and mansion and mansion, and, you know, we all can decide. We can hear the word and do what, you know, we choose to do. Many are called, few are chosen. What are you choosing? Love the tune. Love the tune right there. I wasn't going to say anything, but I said, Chan, it said, you know, cursed be he who do the work of the Lord deceitfully and hold back their sword from blood. In other words, the sword is the word of Jah. So bringing that word of Jah might offend somebody because the truth is an offense, but it's not a sin. It's not an uckery. So no sin, no sin at all. Yes, but no sin can enter there. Well, then why does Isaiah 33:14 says the sinners in Zion? The sinners, the uckers in Zion, in Zion, are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire, the eating, the fire that eats? Bringing out the Hebrew and even the Royal Amharic sense of that right there. Who among us shall dwell with everlasting, eternal burnings? Everlasting, let's bring that out. Forever, forever, is it forever, ever? Well, in the Hebrew and the Ethiopic sense, the olam, le olam, le zelalem, the olam sense, it's the time indefinite. The Hebrew meaning is the time indefinite. If you look up sin and Zion and see if it appears in the Bible together, you find it says a lot, sing, sing. Yeah, you know, S-I-N, but that's different. That's sing, right? But here, we have a couple of other verses as well. Lamentations 4:22 says, the punishment of thine iniquity, thy moral perversity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. But there's a better verse that even brings out the fact that sin can and has entered thee. It's like the other tune where we say, like, the Ark of the Covenant can't be captured, but it was, according to the teaching of his majesty. Alvers, it's a chant, it's a tune, and of course, with your children growing in grace, you know, growing. So in growing, you know, those things are grandfathered in, as we would say, but as we get to see that it contradicts the teaching of his majesty. We need to upgrade. Yeah?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You hear?
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand,
Let's elaborate right here. So in Micah 1:13, it says, O thou inhabitant of Lachish, bind the chariot, bind the Merkaba to the swift beast. She is the beginning of the sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Yisrael, of Israel, were found in thee. So we have at least two, possibly three verses right here where it does speak about, for example, the sinners in Zion. Because what and where was Zion, according to the scripts? Zion was the castle of David. Then David brought up the Ark of the Covenant, right? And he placed it there. So the connection with the Ark and with his castle, you know, the seat of government. Zion symbolically is the seat of the Davidic, and we could say the Messianic government and kingdom. Just to put these things together. Yes, in the latter times, we get the revelation, you know, of Yeshua, right, and his mother. And there's a likeness, right, of the Ark to this Dingle Mariam, to St. Mary Mariam, and the two tablets of law, the law within it, right, on stone, right, to the incarnation of Jesus Christos, the King of Kings, Christ of Yeshua HaNotri. But it does say that the sinners in Zion are afraid, right? So that means if sinners are in Zion, did sin enter into Zion? The Ark of the Covenant can't be captured, but it was captured. I mean, even the role of it as it was then is not quite as things have been transferred from the lower type to the higher type. But right here, I'd just like to say a couple of words right there. As we heard it, we said, chant, that's not quite right. We overstand no sin at top, right? Bun it up, right? And for I and I, don't bring that in there. But we do have to admit that it was in there, right? Yes. Full of the
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people?
You may not have heard it before, so we just pause it here. He said, Your Majesty, Gormawi Nagusan against John Hoy, as a what kind of a Christian, Meshahawian, anointed one? As a mature, right? So growing in grace and in knowledge. Here, Sima.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan Inya Gzar Must Lalo.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
It's very interesting of all the things that His Majesty could have said. You know, He could say, keep the law, the statutes, and the commandments. But He says to fulfill, very interesting, to fulfill the 10 words. And those 10 words called the 10 commandments were the very same words, Hebraically, Judaically, that we know based on the Torah, based on the glory of His Majesty, were those very words that Jehovah, according to the scriptures, spoke Himself. And when He spoke those words in Exodus, He spoke those words to the people. The people got afraid, right? And they asked for Moshe to be their mediator, right? So we get to the new covenant, a mediator, Yeshua, the Bane, HaElohim, the mediator of the new covenant. But those same 10 words were the words that Yahweh, Jehovah, spoke with His own, right? And that right there is the core of it. All the rest is basically commentary. Those 10 words right there, we can fulfill. And notice He said, not just to keep, to guard, not even to so-called do, but to fulfill those 10 words, all the rest is fulfilled. So right here, go slow and heavy on this right here. The first three verses get a better interpretation here, you know, of today's daily psalm, the context right here, Psalm 40. Yes, yes, yes. Come again, come again, come again. Come on, come on.
Strictly drum and bass. Yes. Make you wind up your waist.
I walk with the Yahuwa, Wait I lie, Waishma, Shawati, Shawati. I waited patiently, I waited patiently for Jehovah. I walk with the Yahuwa, with the Yahweh, Wait I lie, Waishma. Shawati, 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 and he inclined, Wayet Elai to Ai, Waishma, Shawati, Waishma, Shawati, and he heard my cry, Waishma, Ishma, Ishma, Waishma, and he heard Shawati, 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 my shout, Jah, he heard my cry. Yes, he brought I up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song, Shir Hadash, in my mouth. Even praise Isis, Isis, Tehillah Eloheinu, to Aina Elohim. Many shall see, seen, sight, and fear, and respect, and shall trust in the Yahweh. He who be who he be, yes I, blessed is that man. Oh, the first Aleph Beit Gimel and part of the Dalet, the Ashrei, Hagever, 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 Hagever. Happy is the man, happy is that man. But beginning off here in today's daily song, here going through some of the groundation, the Hebraics of it all from the Sefer Tehillim. We have Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Mim, the main, the Mim Mizmor. The 40th Psalm, Psalm XL, praise and prayer. The psalmist right here, Lamnat Eyach Le David Mizmor, to the chief musician. A psalm of David, of Dawid, of David. The psalmist and I combines a song of thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, young for Isis, praises Isis for a recent act of divine, ivine, deliverance. Here in verses 1 to 11. In 1 to 11 we have the thanksgiving. For the giving of thanks, the miskana, the toda in the Hebrew, for a recent act, an act of the Ivine and the Ivine deliverance of David and I, as we rise up to chant today's daily psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, Igbos, Ebos. After the order of Malachias Edek, the righteous king, Garmawi, Karmawi, Chayda Selassie, Hak Adosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem. So here, the groundation, Aleph Beit Gimel. Just get a Hebrew groundation right here from the Sefer Tehillim right here for today's daily psalm right here. In the first 11 verses is the praise, the miskana, the todah, todah la Adonai. To Adonai Rastafari. And then we have in the second part a confident, the eifident, confidence in the victory, the Yeshua, the victory, the salvation of the good over the evil, the petition, a ask, a sha'al right here, an ask for renewed divine, ivine intervention.
in verses 12 to 17 of today's daily psalm, the 40th psalm, Psalm XL. The two distinct parts of the psalm, we spoke about this briefly in the Tehillim, the intro, there's a distinct break that occurs right at the end of verse 11. If we're looking at the KJV, King James Version, and the Sefer Tehillim, number to look a little differently, be at the end of verse 12. But here, from low degrees to high degrees, and beginning off with the Aleph Beit Gimel, the ABGs, Hebraically speaking, we have the Aleph verse. The Aleph verse right here is the superscription, Lam Natseach L'David Mizmor, to the chief musician, for the chief musician, La Menatseach, for the Menatseach, L'David of David, for David of David Mizmor, a chant, a vocal intonation. So here we have the second verse, right? We have the second verse, Hebraically, which will be your first verse in the English. So here, make I and I ride up, just with the Aleph Beit Gimel, Beshem Ha'av, Ha'bein Racha, Kadosh Yahweh Echad. So here we have the opening, Kawol, Kawol, Kwiti. Awok witi awa ya wayet elai waishma shawati waishma shawati, and he heard my shawati my shout, my cry to the eye. But I waited patiently. Now, the 40th psalm, Mizmor, and here we have some notes as well from the first Schofield Study Bible for the Chabarim and I Discipleship Study, your Rastafari Discipleship Study. We have the Schofield Study Bible, and it has a reference to today's daily psalm, speaking of HaMoshiach, speaking of the Messiah, as the corresponding Torah portion this season, Mitzvah, also speaks of the Messiah as the Avenger. Once we get right with the King of Kings Christ, right, that cleansing, the cleansing of the Mitzvah. What's the Mitzvah? Right, the Motzi Ra'a. Remember, David, this is the time of David being called and considered an outlaw, right, by Shaul, right, by Saul, and the lies and the slanders. See, we have the fourth, the Daleth verse, that says, blessed, Asherei, happy, Asherei Hagever, Asherei, happy is that man that maketh Yahweh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not, does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. With Sat'e Chazav, those who turn aside, those who go astray to lies and gossip and rumor and chatty pattiness, spreading rumors and tale bearing. Right, we talk about the Mitzvah, Motzi Ra'a, right, the Motzi, the one who brings forward all that Ra'a. Well, Shaul, right, brought forward Ra'a against David, the well-beloved. So we get a perfect object lesson here, and then we also have the prayer and the praise, or the praise, firstly. The psalm is ordered in the praise first, the praise in verses 1 to 11, that praise, the thanksgiving for a recent act of divine deliverance. And then in the second part, we have a prayer or a sha'al, an ask, a confidence, eifidence, the teaching of His Majesty, that confidence of Garmawi, John Hoy, that confidence, the eifidence, and the victory of good over evil, word, sound, power, for a renewed divine intervention, the second part of today's daily psalm. But we have the XL. This psalm is the XL. It speaks of the Messiah, Jehovah's servant, obedient to death. obedient to death. Like some people say, oh, I love some such and such to death. Right, do they really? Do you really? Or is it just a saying? Right, that's a saying. But here we have HaMoshiach, even Yeshua. Right, Jehovah's servant, obedient to death. So the psalm, it begins with the joy of Christos, the joy of Christ, the joy of HaMoshiach Yeshua in the Tinsayi, in the resurrection. Right, in verses 1, we have verses 1 and 2. Awok witi awok. Wayet elai, waishma shawati, waya elaini, waya elaini, mi bora, shaona, mia teta, hayawen, hayawen, waya kema Allah salah, ragalaya konen, ashorai. He brought I up. He brought I up. Why ya eleni? Why ya eleni? The aliyah that he calls that to aliyah. Why ya eleni? Why ya eleni? Why ya eleni? Mi bor shaon. Mi bor shaon. Mi at eta hayarin. Why ya kem Allah salah raglaya konen ashorai. He brought I up also out of the tumultuous pit. He brought I up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet raglai. He said, I and I feed Allah salah raglai. He said, I and I feed wa yakem Allah salah, the salah upon the rock, and establish I and I goings. Konen ashorai, konen, mekonen, konen, ashorai. Establish I goings, I and I trotting. So here in these two verses, we have the joy of HaMoshiach in resurrection, right? In the first two verses of today's daily psalm, he says, in the beginning, I waited, I waited, waiting. Right, that waiting, that patience, the patience and the waiting. At the very opening of the praise in today's daily psalm, the 40th psalm, the exhale. Let's call it the exhale psalm. Old Roman numbers, you know, the Roman letters numbers is the exhale, right? And this exhale psalm, it speaks of Moshiach, so it's a messianic psalm, right? He has been in the horrible pit, the pit of the grave, but has been brought up. Vaya eleni, vaya eleni, vaya eleni, vaya eleni, vaya eleni, ali, alia, 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 ani, vaya ele, ani, vaya eleni. He brought I and I up, me from the bor, right, from the pit, from a horrible pit. A tumultuous pit. Now we have verses 3 to 5. Verses 3 to 5 could say his daily psalm is a messianic psalm. Psalm exile, Psalm 40. Verses 3 to 5 are his resurrection testimony. His Shir Chadash. The Shir Chadash. Right, in the Hebrew, the Shir, the old, Chadash. Chadasha, the new, the renewed, his renewed, his new song. Verses 6 to 7 is a retrospective, right? Retrospective, retro backspective, like to look back, right? Almost like looking in the rearview mirror. When sacrifice and offering, there's a time when the sacrifice and the offering had become abominable, abomination. Had become an abomination. Why? Because of the wickedness, the rah-rah, the ratchetness, right, of Ha'am. right? And we have one example of this in tune with the Torah portion on the Lashon Hara, the tongue of evil, the evil tongue, the slanderous tongue, the gossip, tale-bearing tongue, the ratchetness of Amor. In the beginning was the word. So we have Yeshaya, Isaiah. Isaiah points this out to I and I in the first chapter of Isaiah, verses 10 to 15. Now then, the obedient servant, right, the prototypical Abdiyu or Obadiah, the name, servant, Obadiah, Abdiyu, right, the servant of Jehovah, came to make and to present and to give the pure offering. So the pure offering, you find this in verses 7 straight to the fulfillment in verse 17. Verses 7 to 17, as well as in the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 to 17. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkias Edek, we have this Melchizedek psalm. Here we have this messianic psalm. So let's give ear, beginning off with the first words, the psalm, I waited patiently. Kavok, Aviti, Adonai. Some Yehudi will enunciate like that. We say, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Kavok, Aviti, Yahweh. I waited patiently for he who he be, and he inclined to I. Wayet Eli. He inclined to I. And heard my cry. Waishma. Shawati. He heard. I. I relied, right? I inclined. I waited patiently. See, the infinitive absolute precedes the finite verbal form to emphasize. The emphasis is reflected in many of the translations through, like, some adverb, some people say completely. Another option is to translate it, I waited patiently. I waited patiently. I relied. I deep in that sense, but completely. How completely the awoke we tea. Interestingly enough, Bamarinya and the Metzav Kedus gonna ride up with the Mezmor Dawit from the Book of the Seven Seals of Gormawi Kanamawi Haile Selassie. But first thing, getting I and I roots here. Right, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, our Hebraic foundation, we have Kawok Witi. Bamarinya, we have Koiche, Gaziavi Herdejit and out. Dejit and out, waiting at that door, waiting at the door, the Patah, as we have in the Torah. Don't connect the dots, but right here, just riding up right here with this first opening verse, waiting patiently. Awok Witi. Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, Awok Witi, Yahweh, Wayet Eli, Wayishma Shawati, hearing I cry, he inclined to I. He may approach to effect my rescue, give me refuge and rescue, or it may be an adverbiated form of the phrase, incline thine ear to I, as we have in Psalm 31, right about verse 2, verse 3, to hearken to my prayer, hearkening, hearing to I, inclining to I. Remember, these first two verses, they speak of HaMoshiach, right, as that great Obadiah, the great servant of Jehovah, obedient to death. The psalm, it begins with the joy of Christos, of Christ, of the anointed in resurrection. Get up, stand up. Here we have verses 1 and also verse 2. This leads us to verse 2, the bait verse, we can say right here, looking at the KJV. He brought me up. He brought I and I up. He caused I and I to aliyah. Here we have HaMoshiach, right? In the full of fullness speaking, bringing I and I up. Waya eleni. Waya eleni. Mibor. Waya eleni. Mibor. Waya eleni. Aliyah. Aliyah. Mibor. The bor. The pit. And what kind of a pit is it? It's a horrible, right? It's a horrible Shaon, Shaon, Mibor Shaon, Shaon, Miyateta Hayarin, 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 and out of the Mari, that Mari clay, out of the Mari clay. So KJV says a horrible pit, right? The horrible pit, the Bor Shaon, Bor Shaon. Uproar. Shaon is an uproar as of a rushing. By implication, it's destruction. Often translated as horrible, noisy, pomp, rushing, a tumult, tumultuous pit. A pit of destruction, some translate it as. But most likely, the rendering is a pit of roaring. The pit of Shaon, of an uproar, a rushing, a roaring Shaon, right? The boar Shaon of roaring waters, the roaring waters. All the phrases in the verse are to be understood and should be understood according to the sign language, starting to read the Hebrew sign language, the Hebrew mythos. In other words, in the figurative sense, in his flight, he endured the privations. Right, that exile, the privations and the perils, perils of one who is confined within a loathsome, a horrible dungeon, right? The miry clay, the swamps, they indicate his feeling of insecurity. And I and I and riding up and rising up to chant, the miry clay, right? The feelings of insecurity, lack of security. He and I and I was like a person without a firm foothold. This is Le David Mizmor, Psalm of David, David, a man after Ha'adon, after the Lord, after Adonai's own heart. Right now, here, as it rides through, as we have this right here, within this verse here, why ya eleni, why ya eleni, aliyah, ani, he aliyah, he who be who he be, aliyah, Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be who he be, the Yahweh, he aliyah, ani, mibor Shaon, from the bor, the pit that was Shaon, horrible pit, right? Miat eta hayayin, miat eta hayayin, right? The mud, right? The mud that is Yavin or Yawin, the dregs, the muddy, the miry, the murky, the murkiness, right? That murkiness. Then we have this here in this verse, Wayakem, 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 Allah Salah, Salah, Wayakem, Allah Salah, Raglai, Konen Ashurai, Konen Ashurai, starts my goings. He set my feet upon the Salah, the Salah, 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 not to be confused with Salah. We have Salah. Selah, like the pause, Selah pause. Here we have the Selah, Selah, the Selah, the Selah, Selah, the Selah, right? It's a different enunciation because this is the rock, the Selah, all the Selah, right? Wayakem all the Selah, raglai, 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 my feet. He set upon, he made it firm, he made them stand. He made my feet to stand in that sense, setting my feet on the Selah, right, the Selah, right. The difference you find is that in translations, they have S-E-L-A, and then they'll have S-E-L-A-H. Now, that's the English translation. It might be a little confusing, but just to get away from that confusion and get clarity and light, the Selah. The Selah is the rock, and the Selah, the Selah, Selah, and the Selah, Selah, right? The Selah, right? Selah is the rock. So upon the rock, here, when the divine help, the aid and assistance reach him and reaches I and I, there's a complete change of his situation and I and I situation. It's a complete change. Then now we have the feeling, the perception that he and I stands upon a solid rock. A solid foundation. We have groundation. We have a foundation. And he established I and I going. He made firm. Konein. Konein Asharai. So here we have the Hebrew Konein. Konein. Mekonin. Konein. To establish Asharai. Establish Asharai. My steps. My tribe. My going. Right? He and I, we no longer slithering around in this mud and this a pit, but now you're standing firm-footed, flat-footed upon the rock. Upon this rock, I stand. Because he has lifted I and I up from the cistern of roaring, the pit, the bore of roaring, metaphorically of the Sheol, the place of death and destruction and anti-repatriation away from the Pater, the Father, I and I, blameless Av, Ekaziavi here, which is sometimes depicted as a raging sea. We have this in Psalm 18 and 4. As well as Psalm 18 verses 15 to 16, that Sheol as the waters and the waters and the waters of roaring of Sharon, referring to the crashing, dashing, restless sea, the crashing sound of the sea waves in Psalm 65 and 7, from the mud of mud. From the mud of mud, delivered I from the mud of mud, the slimy mud, right? The slimy mud, giving that additional and added emphasis and coming to this fulfillment of establishing I and I footsteps. Konein Asharai, the Konein, Ras Mekonin, Yesai, the King Messiah, even Christ in his kingly character, establishing Konein Asharai, establishing I and I footsteps. Now here, bringing us to the third verse, and he has put a new song, Ashir Hadash, into I and I mouth. Waiten Befi. Waiten Befi. Afe, Befe, Afe. In I and I mouth. Waiten Befi. Shir Hadash. Tehila Lelohim. Yiru Aravima. We Yirau. We Yiba Echu Bayahuah. And he has put a new song, a Shir Hadash, into my feet, my thigh, my mouth, even praise, eyes is Tehillah Elohim, to Aina Elohim. Many shall see Yiru Aravim. Yiru. Yeru Arabim, many shall see Arabim, many. We Yirau, we Yirau, we Yirau, we Yirau, and shall respect, reverence, fear, and respect. We Yivatechu by Yahweh, by Yahweh, and shall trust, take confidence and confidence in He who be, we be, His divine majesty. Here we have Psalm 33 also speaks of a new song, the Shir Hadash, and the response to the word, sound, and power of that new song, the praise of I and I Elohim, true good, true God, is that many will see Yeru, 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 to see many, enough Rabin, Rabin, enough of them, with Yirau, with Yirau, with Yirau. So we have Yeru, to see, and Yirau, Yeru, Yirau. One is to see and one is to respect. Seeing, sight, where yivatechu by Yahuwah, and they will trust, be confident, confident in He who be who He be, His divine majesty. They will reflect upon His deliverance, His deliverance, and be filled with awe, the awe of He who be who He be, His divine majesty, His awesome, terrible, yes, I, at Jehovah's saving power. Ashrei HaGavar.
לדוד מזמור. מזמור מם למנצח לדוד מזמור. מזמור מם למנצח לדוד מזמור. קבו קיוויתי אדוני ויית אליי וישמע שבעתי. ויעלני מבור שעון מתית היוון. ויקם על סלע רגלי וכונן אשורי. וייתן בפי שיר חדש תהילה לאלוהינו. יראו רבים ויראו ויבטחו באדוני. אשרי הגבר אשר שם אדוני מבטחו ולא פנה אל רהבים וסתה חזר. רבות עשית אתה אדוני אלוהי, נפלאותיך ומחשבותיך אלינו. אין ארוך אליך, אגידה ואדברה, עצנו מספר. זבח ומנחה לא חפצת, אוזניים קרית לי, עולה וחטאה לא שאלת. אז אמרתי הנה באתי, במגילת ספר כתוב עליי. לעשות רצונך אלוהי חפצתי, ותורתך בתוך מעי. בישרתי צדק בקהל רב, הנה שפתי לא אכלה. אדוני אתה ידעת, צדקתך לא חיסיתי בתוך ליבי. אמונתך ותשועתך אמרתי, לא חיחדתי חסדך ואמיתך לקהל רב. אתה אדוני לא תכלה רחמך ממני, חסדך ואמיתך תמיד יצרוני. כי אפפו עליי רעות עד אין מספר, השיגוני עוונותיי ולא יכולתי לראות. עצמו משערות ראשי וליבי עזבני. רצה אדוני להצילני, Adonai le'ezrati husha. Yevoshu ve'yachperu yahad mevakeshe nafshi lishkota. Yisogu ahor ve'yikalemu hafetze ra'ati. Yashomu al ekev goshtam ha'omrim li he'ah he'ah. Yashisu ve'yismehu becha kol mevakeshecha. Yomeru tamid yigdal Adonai ohave teshuateha. Va'ani ani ve'evyon Adonai yahashom li ezrati umefaleti ata Elohai al te'ahar.
Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips with and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blabbering to this blabbering to this blabbering to this blabbering, for with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this blabbering to this blabbering to this blabbering to this blabbering, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Of David, a song, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation. Awo, kwiti, awa. I waited patiently for Jehovah. Wayed Eli. And he inclined to I, Waishma'a Shawati, and he heard my cry, my Shawati, my shout. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse in Yeshayahu and Yeshayahu and Isaiah 25:9. And it shall be said in that day, lo, look, this is Eloheinu, this is our Elohim, for whom we waited, that he might save us. Ve'amar bayom ha'hu, hine Eloheinu, zeh. We knew Laua, we're Yoshainu, Ze, Yahuwah. We knew Laua, Nagila, we're Nisamneha.
Another Chinese proverb
say, I woke with the Shawati, I waited patiently for Jah. Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Mem, Psalm 40. La menat eyach le David Mizmor. Awok witi Yahuwah, wayet aelaya, waishma'a Shawati. Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Mem, Psalm 40. La menat eyach le David Mizmor. Awok witi Yahuwah, wayet aelaya, waishma'a Shawati. For the leader, the Psalm of David,
I waited patiently for Yahweh, for Jehovah, and he inclined to me, to I, and heard my cry. La menat eyach, lit dawi mizmor. Awok witi Yahweh, vayet elai, vayishma shawati. For the leader, the chief musician, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for Yahweh, for Jehovah, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Psalm 40, first two verses. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear for the Midrash. Hear for a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Mizmor Mim, Mizmor Mem. The 40th Psalm, Psalm 40. The opening words, including the superscription, La Menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, Le David Mizmor. Of David, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, an intonation. Awo kwiti awa. I waited patiently for Jehovah, Wayet Elai, and he inclined to I, Wayishma'a Shawati, and he heard my cry, my Shawati, my shout. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse in Yeshayah, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 25 and 9. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, look, this is Eloheinu, this is our Elohim, for whom we waited, that he might save us. We amar bayom ahahu, hine Eloheinu, zeh, kuinu laua, we yoshainu, zeh, Yahweh, kuinu laua, nagila, we nisamecha, biyashuato. It shall be said in the day, behold, this is our Elohim. I and I, true good, true God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. He will save I and I. Zeh Yahuwah, this Jehovah, we, I and I, have waited for him. We, I and I, will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. 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 Isaiah 25 and 9. It is not in the power of Yisrael, it's not in the power of Israel to do anything, but wait for HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, to redeem them in reward for saying, I have waited patiently for Jehovah. Kawo kuiti Yahuwah. As it is written in Lamentations 3 and 25, Jehovah is good to them that wait for him. And also in Zechariah 9 and 12, return to the stronghold, ye, your prisoners of hope, your prisoners of expectation. But perhaps you say, as in the words of Jeremiah 8 and 20, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we, I and I, are not saved. Then, in the words of Psalm 27 and 14, wait for Jehovah. Be strong and let thy heart take courage. Yea, wait thou, the eye, for Jehovah. Hover, hover. Note, wait for Jehovah. And again, wait for Jehovah. Keep on waiting and waiting. So, though you wait and still are not saved, be strong. And make thy heart take courage. Wait and wait again. And if you say, how long must we wait? Long ago it was written. It was written in Psalm 131 and 3. O Yisrael, hope in Jehovah, from this time, this Iowa forth, and forever, forever. And also in Psalm 31:25, be strong and Let your heart take courage. All y'all, all ye that wait for Jah, for Jah, for Jah, for Jah. If ye wait, you shall be saved. For it is said in Isaiah 49 and 23, they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. They shall not be ashamed that wait for I. And in Isaiah 40, 31, they that wait for Yahuwah, for Jehovah, shall renew their strength. And also in Psalm 37, verse 9, those that wait for Jehovah, they shall inherit the land. Hence, here, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Me, Psalm 40, hence here it is said, I waited patiently for Jehovah, and he inclined to I, and heard my cry, and heard my shout. Awoke witi Yahuwah, wayet elai, wayishma'a shawati. Therefore, Elohim said, David, who waited for me, him I answered. Vayaeleni mibora shaona mitita hayayin. Vayakema ala sala'a raglaya konena ishorai. He brought I up. Vayaeleni, he aliyed. Vayaeleni, he brought I up also out of the tumultuous pit, out of the miry clay. Vayaeleni mibora shaona mitita hayayin. But did David ever go down into a pit or into mire? This is what David meant. I was already on the way that leads to Gehenna. That is called the tumultuous pit and the miry clay. Mibor Shaon Mitita Hayayin. But I prayed and waited for the reward of my worship, for the reward of my worship, and won it. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not suffer me to sink into Gehenna, as it is written in Psalm 16, verse 10. Thou wouldest not abandon my soul, my psyche, to the netherworld. Neither wouldest thou suffer thy goodly one to see tis the pit. Ki lo ta'ezov nafshi lishol, lo titein nachasideka le'ot shachat. Thou wouldest not abandon my soul to Sheol, to the nether world. Ki lo ta'ezov nafshi lishol, neither wouldest thou that I suffer thy godly, thy goodly one, to see the pit. Lo titena chasideka leot shachat. And it was not enough that he did not suffer I to go down into the pit. He also made I know in what way I ought to walk, in what way I ought to trod, as it is written in Psalm 16, verse 11, the very next verse. Thou madest me to know the path of life, of liberty. In thy presence, in thy face, is fullness of joy. Toda'ini orach chayi. Siva. Simachot etapaneka ne'imota bimineka netzach. That is the Gan Ba'eden, the Garden of Eden. Hence, David. Hence, here. David said, he brought I up. Vayaeleni, also out of the tumultuous pit. Mi bora sha'on, out of the miry clay. Mitita hayawin, Nay, more. He lifted me up to a high place. As it is written, he set my feet upon a rock. He established my goings. Wayakem al sela'a raglai. Konein ishorai. He set my foot upon a rock. Wayakem al sela'a raglai. He established my goings. Konein ishorai. By rock, selah. By rock is clearly meant a very high and lofty place. As it is said in Isaiah, in Isaiah 33 and 16, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the fortresses of rocks. Hence here, David said, he set my foot upon a rock. Wayakem al selah. Raglai. And why such things for me, for I? Because of my waiting. Because I waited for Elohim, the true good, the true God. He desires neither burnt offerings, nor whole offerings, nor sacrifices. Only waiting. They asked David, how do we know that Elohim did such things for thee? David replied, you know from the song that I sing, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise to our Elohim. Wayitain befi shir chadash, tehillah leloheinu. He hath put a new song in my mouth. Wayitain b'fi. And he put b'fi in my mouth. Shir chadash. Song, a new song. Shir chadash. Even praise. Tehillah. To Ayinai Elohim. Le'eloheinu. They ask, and were all thine other songs not new? David replied, even as I was going down into the pit of destruction, he lifted me up, and I said, as now thou, the eye, has lifted me up, wayaleini, so give back Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ira to I. The verse in Psalm 91, verse 14, restore to me, the joy of thy salvation, and make a willing spirit uphold me. Slicha, slichana. Lo ered in the midrash, that's Psalm 50, 51, 14. Ha, shiva li. Son Yisha Eka with Ruach Nidira Tisa Mekheni, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Ha Shiva Li Tisona Yisha Eka, and make a willing spirit with Ruach Nidiba Tisa Mekheni, uphold me, Tisa Mekheni. Uphold I. Psalm 51 and 14. This shows that Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the Ila Irid, had been taken away from him. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to I, I now give thee back thy spirit, the I spirit. Thus, it's like this that David explained the Shir Chadash, the new song. Yeru Rabbim, Yerau, many shall see and fear and reverence and respect. Yeru Rabbim, Yerau, he who wishes to repent ought to look upon David, upon David, of whom it is written in Yeshaya, in Isaiah 55 and 4, behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples. Hence, it is said in today's daily psalm, Psalm 40, verse 4, in the Hebrew, Yeru Rabbi v'yirau, many shall see and fear and reverence and respect, and thereupon they shall trust in Jehovah, v'yivotechu b'Yahweh, and they shall trust v'yivotechu b'Yahweh, in Jehovah. So too, when, according to the words of Exodus 14:31, Israel saw the great walk, the great work that Jehovah did. Thereupon, according to Exodus 15, verse 1, Moses and the Bnei Yisrael and the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, sang this song. Ashrei Hagavar, Asher Sami Yahuwah, Mivatacho, Lo Fana Ella Rehavim, We Satei Chazab. Blessed is the man that maketh Jehovah his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Ashrei Hagavar, Asher Sami Yahuwah, Mivatacho, Lo Fana Ella Rehavim. A man should not say, quote, because I have sinned, because I have acted up, there is no mending me, there is no mending I, end quote. Let him make him rather put his trust in Jehovah, and make him repent, make him change his mind, and Jehovah will receive him. Nor should a man say, quote, if I repent, if I change my mind, I shall be left without pride. Rather, make pride be hateful to him, and make him abase himself, and return in repentance. Wilo fana illa rahavim, wisate kazab, such as turn aside to lies, with sate chazab, are they who incline to schemes of deceit. So too scripture says in the words of Psalm 101 and 3, I hate the works of them that turn aside. Esosetim saneti, I hate the doings of things of fangs crooked. I hate the doings of things crooked. I hate the walks. I hate the works of them that turn aside. Many, O Jehovah, Elohai Haliyai, my Elohim, are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to usward, that are to I and word. Rabota osita, ata Yahuwah, Elohai, nifleoteka, uamach shavoteka, eleinu. Many, O Jehovah, Elohai, Haliyai, many are thy wonderful works that thou hast done, and thy thoughts that are to us, to I and I word. Rabota osita, ata Yahuwah Elohai, nifloteka, uamach shaboteka eleinu. Rav Chanina bar Papa said, this verse refers to the wondrous works and thoughts thou didst conceive to make Abraham choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. Eleinu, to us word, Eleinu, to I and I word, implying that he did so for our sake, for I and I sake, that we, that I and I might endure in this world and also possess life, possess liberty in the olam haba, in the world to come, to come, to come, to come, to come. Rav Yudan and Rav Iddi and Rav Hamabar Chanina taught in the name of a certain elder what he had said in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah. Abraham did not know that he had to choose the yoke of the kingdoms for himself. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the yoke of the kingdoms for Abraham, for Abraham. Left to himself, Abraham might have chosen Gehenna. Of this Dawid, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, in Psalm Mizmor 66 and 12, Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but Thou, the I, wilt bring us, bring I and I out into a place of cool air. Here kavta enosh le roshenu banu vaishu avamayim watotzienu larawaya. By the words, Thou has caused men to ride over our heads, over our rasses, over our rosh, over our heads. Here rekavta enosh le roshenu. David meant the yoke of the kingdoms laying upon us, upon I and I. By the words va'esh, and fire, eish, fire, u-va-mayim, u-ba-mayim, by the words eish, fire, and mayim, water, waters, he meant gehenna, wherein ha-rasha, the rishaim, the wicked, the ratchet, are punished with fire and snow and ice. Thus, like this, the words, Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads, over I and I heads. Here rekavta enosha le roshenu. Dawid was saying that it was as though we went through the fire, 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 and the water, the water. Banu va'esha uva'mayim of Gehenna. But the I wilt bring us, bring I and I out into a place of cool air. Watotzeinu larawaya. Promises, quote, I will redeem the I when thou, the I, passes through the waters. I will be with thee, the I, and through the rivers that they shall not overflow the eye, because thou walkest thus, thou trottest like this. Thou, the eye, shalt not be burnt in the fire, neither shall the flame kindle upon the eye. According to Isaiah 43, verse 2. By, quote, when thou passest through the waters, end quote, are meant troubles, that overtake one another like waves. By the phrase, quote, through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee, end quote. By these words are meant the kingdoms that are like the waters of the rivers. By, quote, because thou walkest thus, thou shalt not be burnt in the fire, end quote, is meant that thou, the I, wilt not suffer Gehenna. By, quote, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, end quote. By this is meant the flood of flame that will burn up Harasha, the Rishaim, the ratchet, the wicked, in the Olam Haba, in the age to come. as it is said in Malachi, in Malachi 3 and 19, the day that cometh shall bond them up. Rav Berechiah taught Abraham sat still and was silent all of that day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, quote, how long wilt thou sit still and be silent? Bring thy melancholy to an end and choose the yoke of kingdoms for thyself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he. Thus, like this, brought him to a decision in the matter. As it is said in Genesis 15, verse 18, in that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, hence, here, Scripture says, thy wonderful works, nifleoteka, thy wonderful works, nifloteka, and thy thoughts that are to us word, that are to I and I word, uamach shavoteka eleinu. That is, they are for the sake of us, for the sake of I and I, so that we, I and I, be not enslaved in Gehenna. They cannot be reckoned up in order to the I. Ein erok eleka. They cannot be reckoned up in order to the I. What man can set in order a song to tell of nifloteka, thy wondrous works? For though I would declare and speak of them, agida wa itabera, for though I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be told. Agida wa itabera atzmua miyasaber. Sacrifice and meal offering, thou, the eye, hast no delight in. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Zevach uamincha lo chafatzta azanayima karita li ola wa chata'a lo shalta. Sacrifice, zebach, and meal offering, u mincha, thou the eye hast no delight in law, chafatta, mine ears hast thou opened, azanaim, karita li, burnt offering and sin offering, hast thou the eye not required, hast thou not asked for. Ola wa chata'a lo shalta. This is to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. It says elsewhere in 1 Samuel 15 and 22, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Yahuwah, as in obeying the voice of Jehovah. In the words, mine ears hast thou opened, karita, karita, mine ears, azanaim, karita li, karita. The literal meaning of karita is clearly, quote, dug out. The literal meaning of karita is clearly dug out. As in the verse in Exodus 21, verse 33, quote, if a man shall dig, yikre, a pit. If a man shall dig, yikre, a pit. Then said I, lo, look, I am come with the role of a book that is prescribed for me, for I. Yea, thy law is in my innermost parts. As amarti, hine avalti, bia megillata sefera katuva alai. Wit torateka be tok me ai. Book and law. Book and law refer to what is said of a king, quote, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, he shall write him a copy of this law in a book, and it shall be with him that he may learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahweh, Jehovah, his Elohim, to keep all these statutes, to do them. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 to 19, 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 to 19.